Let's all stand as we welcome Pastor Roy Mack in the pulpit one more time.
Thank you. You may be seated. But the stretch felt good, though, didn't it? Stretch felt good. Ah, I better raise our hands like that. Ah, that helps, doesn't it? All right. Okay. Well, Pastor Benny, I appreciate the opportunity to be back. And I apologize for my voice. It sounds horrible, but it does not hurt. So it only hurts to hear it. So I hope that it will not hurt your ear, but it's not hurting my voice. But I'll see if I can work through what I have to work through and be a blessing to you tonight. And it is a joy to be here this week with you and to share in this. And as your pastor has mentioned, he has preached in our missions conference. And I believe another time preached for us in church. I remember vividly because I remember the message. It was great, and I mean that, brother. I mean, it was a blessing to my life, and he has been an encouragement to our people. Your church is an encouragement to a lot more churches than you know about, because when he's an encouragement to me, then I go somewhere and preach, and I'll make reference to what you're doing here, and that encourages someone who doesn't even know you and know about this church. So it's wonderful how all those things work together and can be a blessing to us that way. Well, I want you to open your Bible to Romans 15. I preached a day or two ago from some of the verses there on bringing the Great Commission to closure. I think that was just with the missionaries and pastors and so forth. But I want us to go to the, let's see here, maybe the fifth verse, Romans 15, and verse number 5. And if you will, just remain seated while we read. I want to make a comment or two about some of the verses. And then, if you want to make a note or two along the way tonight, I simply want to preach on this subject. He is worthy. He is worthy. We're having missions conference because He's worthy. We're giving the money that we give because He is worthy. That's why we do all that we do. He is worthy. Now in Romans 15, let's start reading in verse 5. I'll read.